We'll put up some PPF for these urgent due. Today's date is 06/27/2024. Dictation is for Elia Aramillo. Aramillo spells J-A-R-A-M-I-L-L-O. Elia spells E-L-I-A. Date of birth is 05/10/1967. This is a 57-year-old hair with cough, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 4 days. It's worse. Starting yesterday, said cough is productive of green sputum. Says she's having some pain in her back also, especially when she coughs, period. The next paragraph, review system. Patient reports myalgia. She reports chills. She says she has nasal congestion, nasal discharge, pressure-like pain behind her sinuses, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. A physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure 157/100. Open parenthesis. Patient was using over-the-counter medication for her coughs and cold. Next line, pulse 86, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph, HENT, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Previous paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. Patient goes into a cough fit with deep inspiration, period. Is mild, diffuse, wheezes, inspiratory and expiratory. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcles or papules, no vesicles or bolli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerve sutures is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affection normal, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is reactive airway disease. Number two, acute bronchitis. Number three, acute cough. Number four, acute pharyngitis. Number five, sinus headache. Number six, myalgia. Number seven, elevated blood pressure, period. And in terms of elevated blood pressure, patient has a history of hypertension, and she has been using over-the-counter cough and cold medication that may be responsible. I will monitor her blood pressure, period. Next paragraph. The following tests were done in the clinic. COVID, flu, and strep. These tests results were all negative. In the clinic today, she received the following medication. Dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. Rocephin. At 1 gram IM, she was observed in the clinic for an additional 15/20 minutes. Then reevaluated, she indicated that she's feeling much better after medication. She also received a Duaneb, consists of albuterol and Atrovent. She was sent home with the following medication: 1 Zithromax, 2 50 milligrams, 2 PO now, 1 PO daily until gone, number 6 pills. Next medication, nebulizer machine with tubing and mask, number 1. She will use it at home for a cough and wheezing. Next medication, albuterol, 2.5/3 mils. She will use 3 mils with her home nebulizer, TID, PRN for cough/wheezing. Next medication, Tessalone, 100 milligrams, 1 PO, TID for 10 days, number 30. Next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams, 1 PO, QAM for 7 days, number 7. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.